on, you know, away from home, was that the last thing he'd say to us, "You boys take care of them mules while I'm gone." See, that was our bread and butter, you might say, and team's work. And you had, we owned good teams back then because we freighted with them. Besides all this heavy farm work we done. I discarded the wagon. Here, I'd say, what, 10, 12 years ago.
About 10, I think.
That, because I kept it in the dry when I wasn't using it. But that wagon has hauled corpse to cemeteries, you know. I know of two that wagon has been hauled in that wagon.
Yeah, we have a wagon, yeah.
Did you, on a wagon, the traces were hitched to the, did the,
you had what's called a double tree, then your single trees was on it, and your traces was hooked to your swing trees. Of course, the neck yoke held your tongue up, you know. I still got some of them out the barn.
Traces were hitched to your swing trees.
They were?
They were hitched to your swing trees?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I caught that, your question.
Yeah, the traces were hitched to the swing trees?
Oh, yes, yes.
Now the wheel was onto the, didn't the?
Well, of course, the wheel was on what was called the axle of the wagon. This
had to keep it on there.
Well, there was a tout that fit on there. On the outside of your wheel, what's called the hub of your wagon.
Yes, sir.
And you kept that screwed tight. If you didn't, you'd be using trouble.
Did you ever see a wagon?
No, I've seen them, yeah.
Me and them wagons had, that was another job that was a must back when we was using wagons and teams all the time. You had to kept them greased, you know, your thimbles that went in these hubs.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't, that thing get to squeaking, you could hear it for a quarter, maybe half a mile. That was a must. You just had to, you know, that's part of it.
Had to keep it.
Had to keep them wagons greased, yes.
What'd you put on there?
What was called the axle grease. It's a thick grease, you know. It'll probably last, depends on how much you used your wagon, but if you're freighting like from here to Baseville, them wagons probably have to be greased every week.
That's that old thick black stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get it on your hands and get it all, get them all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we usually had a paddle we'd, you know, we'd dab, put on that thimble, you know, just put it on, rub it around over the thimble, put it pretty heavy. And that thimble was, axle was kind of bevels, you know. One side of it is big around than the other end of it is. You put that grease all over that and you slip your wheel back up on your axle and put your towel on it.
You got it all over your hands, you say?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, you usually get it all over your hands.
Hands off.
Yes.
Get that off of coal off.
Or lye soap.
Yeah, coal off. That's the kind of oil that you use to burn in lamps.
Coal?
Coal off.
Can you tell me about the wagon, the wheel? Was there a kind of metal thing that went around the
Well, yeah, there was what's called a tire, iron tire that run, you know, run on the ground.
It went around the wood. Uh-huh,
it went around your fellows, what's called a fellow on your wheel.
Yes, sir.
And that tire had to be kept tight. Because you lost your tire, that felon was wood, you see. You'd break your wagon down, break your wheel down.
And you also had to run them in a pond every so often, soak them up.
Yes, it was real dry. Dry weather, yes.
Tire getting loose.
Mm-hmm.